He had been quite content to live out his days alone in the lush, green forests of the North Shore Mountains. Sure, there was the odd video on social media that hinted at his existence, and a bellowing howl could be heard from time to time in the far-off distance. But it was the roar coming from Rogers Arena that truly enticed him down from his life in solitude. Vancouver Warriors fans, meet Timber the Sasquatch. He's the club's first ever mascot and the newest addition to the National Lacrosse League, NLL, team's family. Timber fell in love with the rambunctious fans and wanted to join the party, so now he lives in Rogers Arena, explains Warriors chief business officer Colby Fackler. And while he's often out of sight, he comes out for his favorite things, Warriors lacrosse games and hanging out with the fans. Timber made his debut at the team's March 17th home contest against the San Diego Seals. Part party animal and part family friendly, brother in arms, Timber rocks a pair of shades when it's time to let loose and go sans sunglasses when the gentle giant persona comes out. He's a bit goofy, loves the practical jokes and is all about fun, a bit of a behemoth who, at times, may not even know his own strength. Timber may come off as shy, but he's keen to kick it with the kids and their parents whenever he can. Part of this process is making him kid and family friendly and not too scary looking, Fackler says. But you also want him to capture the fun experience and party side of lacrosse too. Photo by Vancouver Warriors. Because of the nature of the sport, Timber is inevitably active, agile and athletic. Lacrosse players, after all, are about as blue-collar as it comes in the sporting world, they're no shrinking violets. And when the music is pumping and the action on the floor commences, it's game on, both literally and figuratively, for the newest mascot in Vancouver's sporting landscape. You want something with a little grit and a little edge to it, Fackler says. Timber's coming into existence represents close to a year-long engagement with lacrosse fans to tease out ideas and personas for one of the last clubs in the NLL to be without a team figurehead. A fan vote was launched last offseason asking fans what it meant to be a Warrior and how the concept should be brought to life. Thousands of submissions were received, and the final list was whittled down to four front-runners: a bear, an eagle, a Sasquatch and even a turf monster. The Sasquatch was hands down the winner there, by almost a 2-to-1 margin, Fackler says. There were, of course, some rather obtuse and strange submissions: the Gastown steam clock, a bong, the Inukshuk at English Bay or its neighbor, the English Bay barge. There was even a single submission suggesting the mascot quite literally be a box. I guess it's because we play in a box, but I'm trying to wrap my head around what that would be like as a mascot, Fackler says. We had all sorts of very wild submissions that were pretty fun. Some submissions pushed the boundaries, but we eventually landed on a great representation of our fanbase and lacrosse community. In addition to being a game night fixture, Timber will be featured prominently in the numerous ways the Warriors connect with the community. He'll be at the team's stick-to-school program appearances, at minor lacrosse camps and the upcoming provincials, and at various civic events and parades. A 12-year-old lacrosse player, Sophie Powell, the first person to submit the Sasquatch as the team's mascot. Photo by Vancouver Warriors. As for his future relationship with Vancouver Canucks mascot, Finn? They will definitely meet at some point, Fackler says. I could see them very likely going for a meal together and getting some fresh salmon to eat. For more information on Vancouver Warriors and to buy your tickets for the next game, visit VancouverWarriors.com.